You spend the entire year evaluating these college players, going all over the country. What do you look for at the Senior Bowl?
Well, what you're looking for at the Senior Bowl is you're looking for work ethic. You're looking for, does a guy have body language? Does he have a passion for the game? You want to see what kind of tempo he presents. Does he elevate himself to the level of competition that's at the Senior Bowl? And so it's just more than just looking at tape. It's getting a real feel for the young man.
Well, these players each go through one practice a day where they have individual drills and they go to team drills. How do you evaluate players during those practices?
I think you do it on a constant basis. You look at him in the individual workouts to check out his agility, his speed, his ball reactions, his hand-eye coordination, his ability to make plays in space, and then you look at it in a team concept because football is a team concept game.
Well, then after practices, there's a lengthy interview process that scouts often have with players. What do you hope to learn from players during that interview process?
I think that's really probably as more important or just as important as what he does between the lines is trying to find out what's the makeup of this individual. What's his background? What's his character evaluation? What's his mental aspect of evaluation? Trying to find out what makes this guy tick so that we can be more effective in our evaluation process.
Well, Coach Kiffin said this week that he's already learned so much from players just being a coach. He's learned more than from sitting in the stands. What do you think that these coaches get out of the experience, specifically Coach Kiffin and Coach Nolan?
Well, I can't answer that specifically because I don't know those individuals, but I know what our coaches and I know what our general manager and our scouts get is that you get to see the young man in person. You get to see after a failed pass attempt or a reception or an interception, how does he react? Does he come back from a tough play? The coaches get on him a little bit. How does he react? Does he get into a shell? Or do he goes, okay, I can learn from that mistake and get better. So all those things that you see in person helps us in the evaluation process as opposed to just sitting down and watching a tape.
The players here seem a little more raw. They're a little more coached at the combine. Would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. But this is also at the beginning of the week. I think as the week continues on, I think you will see more of a cohesiveness throughout the week.
What position groups do you think are the strongest here?
I think really the strongest right now are defensive corners are very strong. I think there's a nice group of defensive linemen, but thin, it drops off quickly. I think the linebacker crew is strong this year. I think the safety position particularly is very weak this year. Offensive lineman tackles for this particular group in this class is very strong nationally. Tight ends are limited. Running backs with this particular senior class, it's a marginal class as opposed to what's coming up with the insurgence of the early out juniors, which is really going to elevate the entire class.
What about the players that did not show up, like quarterback Matt Ryan from Boston College?
Well, that's an individual thing, or Long from Michigan, or Long from Virginia. There's several of them that did not show up, and that's an individual thing that I'm really sorry that they didn't, because it's one more tool of evaluation that we need to see.
So how much does that hurt their draft stock?
Probably little. You know, it's an individual thing. He'll compete at the combine, but this is still one thing about football that's so amazing to us. It's a team concept. One individual does not make or break a team. So consequently, you want to see how he's going to function in a team environment.
Well, how can players improve their draft stock at the Senior Bowl?
Well, they can improve it from what we've seen to what we've finally seen in the analysis of a football game. And so if he goes out and continues to evaluate his talent levels and then really produces on Saturday, then that's going to elevate his draft status.
Do you think there are any sleepers here, any players that really scouts hadn't tracked before now?
I think the sleeping aspect is almost gone nowadays because internet, websites, what have you, everybody knows, and we do such a thorough job. I think maybe the only sleeper would be a guy that we have in a late round that elevates his status up to a first round possibility. That would be a sleeper.
So
the next big event is the combine. What do you take from the Senior Bowl that then you take to Indy?
You watch an individual to see if he continues to have a growth pattern. And then there, at Indy now, we put the pads away and you do the tapes and measures and the speed and the weights and the psychological and the physical evaluations. And then we have an opportunity to sit in a room and evaluate an individual and get a feel for him and how he fits what we, with the Houston Texans, want from an individual.
And what, from that individual, what out of character do you really want?
Well, we're looking for a guy that is competitive. We're looking for a guy that has a passion for the game. We're looking for a guy that's got a great work ethic. And we're looking for a guy that's a quality individual that we think is a true asset to our team and our individual process.